Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Mayor Brandon Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Oh, I always love having you on, and we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes today. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back. And likewise, I always do enjoy my time.
So 50,000 migrants in the span of 2 years seems like a task that very few cities could, well, very few cities were up for, let alone a new mayor today. Was somewhat of a victory lap, right? You've talked about what you've done and what that will look like in the future, especially after you had older people who were crying and yelling and saying, what about the people of Chicago? And now that is certainly a part of the conversation today. Tell me about this, the one unified shelter.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Yeah, this one unified shelter system is one that we've been working towards for some time now. You know, the crisis of housing in this country is quite severe, and certainly Chicago is no stranger.
Oh, no. Did we lose him?
Yes, did.
Oh, there you go. Your phone popped out for a second.
Yep. We're in a little bit of a bad spot here. So we've essentially taken a crisis. We've managed it. We've built an operation of a single shelter system that ultimately is poised to respond to any person who is unhoused. But as you mentioned, new arrivals have come to this city, and there was no plan or no operation for it prior to me arriving. And we have fundamentally transformed how we can respond to crises. But really, this one shelter system is about my promise to invest in people. And that's essentially what this one single shelter system does. Anyone who was unhoused, we have created a structure in the system that whether you've been here just for a few days or you've grown up in Chicago and you have unfortunately fallen victim to the disinvestment over decades and now you're in a difficult position and they need some house stability. The city of Chicago is going to be there for you.
Mr. Mayor, you'd mentioned that the number of new arrivals has steadily been dropping recently. What happens if that reverses and it increases, say, next year? Will your program be able to handle it? Will you pivot to the old program, or what happens then?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think we should lift up the fact that our city was attacked by the governor of Texas, wanting to create chaos. We have not had one bus arrive in Chicago since last December, and that's because I've set some order to it. Now, he's tried to drop off people in the surrounding areas. That has also stopped. Look, from the very beginning, I've said that this is unsustainable in terms of a response to an international global crisis in which the national federal government should take the lead on, just like the way they did when Ukrainian refugees were seeking refuge out of the hands of the tyrants in Russia. The resources that were provided by the federal government to Ukrainian refugees were the exact resources that were needed. We're simply saying that the federal government has to do the same for this crisis.
So 3,000 beds we add 2,100 from the city, state funds 1,700, and even without migrants, those are 97% to 98% occupied. I would have to say, Mayor, this is just my gut instinct, but so many people who end up in shelters are suffering from mental health issues. And if you've been on the street for any period of time, of course, that would induce anyone to have a mental health issue. So will they get the help they need?
It will. I mean, look, we can do what we can afford. And I'm grateful that we have had partners at the state level as well as the county level, the faith community, the scores of mutual aid support that we receive from individuals and organizations. It's really been a remarkable test in who we are as a city. When the governor of Texas was looking to bring chaos, we brought order and structure here. What's interesting about that question and even that concern is that the number of beds that we need that would put us in a much stronger position, we need about 4,200 more beds. You know what's separating us from the 4,200 beds and being able to have a system that could benefit more people?
Money.
It was Bring Chicago, and it was actually Bring Chicago Home. So it's not just money, but had we passed Bring Chicago Home, we would have had conservatively the exact $100 million that's needed to respond to this moment. But the interests of corporations that continue to force the backs of working people to carry the burden. This is why I'm going to continue to push for the federal government to do its part. We're going to continue to partner with the state and the county, but we have to challenge that the greedy corporations have to pay their fair share. They haven't done it, and had we passed it, we would have the amount of beds that were needed to respond to this mission. And then to your point about behavioral health, of course I'm going to continue to invest in mental health by reopening mental health clinics, but also expanding the amount of healthcare workers. Because as you know, to your point, if you are unhoused, there's more than likely a mental health crisis there that has to be addressed. And I'm going to do everything in my power, as I promised, to continue to invest in people. $250 million that I invested in this year's budget for the unhoused. We have a chief homelessness officer, first time in the history of Chicago. Look, it's going to take all of us to get to a point where we can actually provide the full amount of wraparound services that are needed. That's why the $1.25 billion investment in housing and economic development, the largest one in the history of Chicago, is why we put that forward. So there's work to be done, but I'm very proud that the people of Chicago rose above the political tax from Texas, built a single shelter system for all those who are unhoused.
Your Honor, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to get in my car and drive home, and I've really come to love driving down Peterson Avenue, down the north side, seeing the different neighborhoods, the different people that make up the city. But I enjoy doing it at 30 miles an hour. I don't want to do it at 25 miles an hour.
Veto it. Are you going to veto it,
what,
Mayor?
What do you make of this plan to decrease the default speed limit in the city?
He's like, oh, here they go again.
Give it up,
it
Mayor.
Has to be done, and it has to be done in an equitable way. And there's no secret, that the way traffic has been enforced in this city disproportionately targets poor people, and particularly on the west and south side of Chicago. Is there an opportunity for us to have safer streets? Absolutely. There are a number of alders as well as activists that have been pushing for, speed limits that reduce the likelihood of harm. What I've said to people is, yes, we need safer streets, but we have to have a pathway to equity. And until that is matched, you can't move forward on a measure that disproportionately, impacts negatively an entire segment of our population.
So you're against the idea?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it has to be done in a very equitable way. Look, Lisa knows me very well. That's why she's laughing. Look, all I'm saying is that there are real issues in the city of Chicago and how, traffic laws have been enforced. There's no secret to that. Black folks in particular are four times more likely to get a ticket riding a bike. I mean, for crying out loud. And so we've seen that as it relates to working people all over the city that have been targeted in a way that's just not, it's not an equitable system. So I'm for measures that will create safer streets. But again, it can't be at the expense of people who have historically been targeted unjustly.
Okay, well, come back, chat with us again. Everybody's got a bazillion questions. I hope you get to have dinner with Stacy and the kids, because I know your life is busy, but don't forget, they are your life.
That's right. That's very thoughtful of you, Lisa. Definitely going to have dinner with Stacy and the kids tonight. Now I just got to convince them to talk to me during dinner. So
that's right, because they're
well
kids.
Chicago.
You won't always wish for that, Your Honor.
Fair enough.
All right, be well. Thank you.